Good morning, everybody. This is, we'll put a pin in this, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. This is your host, Amy, speaking. Just wanted to welcome you guys back. I did sub a show on Sunday at 12, which was very relaxing. And during that show, kind of realized that I'm better at talking in the evening, which is interesting, because you'd think that, I don't know, your brain is fried, but I guess it's not. I'm interested to see if this holds true for this show. So we'll see how fluidly I can talk, and then maybe if I sub another show in the evening, I'll double check and see. I'll let you guys know, because I thought I was a morning person. I really did, but I don't know. The results say otherwise. Anyway, you just heard, I don't know how to say this, Obla Di by The Beatles, remastered. Not sure what album that's off of, but I'll get back to you guys. Next up, we have a song by Hippocampus. This one is called Tuesday. I don't know, we have an exciting set list, today, so, stick around, and, yeah, hope you guys enjoy. Here we go. That was Tuesday by Hippocampus, and hope you guys enjoyed. I don't know, I really like that one. It's very upbeat. It's off Landmark, and I don't know. That's the album for any of you guys who don't know them by name. Excuse me. That's the one that is like a very colorful illustration of like a sunroom with like lots of reds, blues, yellows, greens. That's a great album. I think I like that one the best. They have a lot of stuff now that I'm thinking about it, but yeah, I definitely encourage you guys to go check out Hippocampus if you don't know them already, but I'm assuming most of you do. And if they're not for you, that's okay. I really like them though. But yeah, okay. So today when I was walking to the show, I was like, I did not realize how beautiful it was out. So this is very exciting. I hope everybody enjoys the day. I also like can't really, I'm gonna have someone double check to make sure that you can hear me because I can't really hear myself that well. Yeah, I don't know. So everybody enjoy this day. I know it's weird because it's like, it's a beautiful day, but then you have so much work to do. So like, where does that leave you? Yeah, I don't know. I feel like sometimes the only sunlight that you get to enjoy is like walking in between buildings after doing work for long periods of time. And sometimes that's enough. That's okay. But yeah, I don't know. Hopefully everyone has like an okay midterm season. And I don't think it's busy because it's midterms. I think it's busy because it's like the week or almost the week before spring break. But anyway, I have a lot of like morning music. It's not on a certain theme, but all music that I kind of categorize as like upbeat morning music or random stuff that I found recently and just kind of threw in the mix. But next up, we have a song by Slightly Stupid called Collie Man. And I didn't think I knew this song. My brother was like, Amy, you know this song. I'm like, no, I don't. And then I listened to it and I was like, oh yeah, okay. So we'll see if you guys know this song too. I don't know. Let me know what you think. Here we go. Okay, I guess that's not gonna work. We're gonna do 1 second for technical difficulties. Okay, let's try that again. Okay. On any road to life, yes, it goes up and down. Doesn't really matter as long as the music goes on. But Mr. Calling Man, why don't you come round no more? But Mr. Calling Man, don't you hear me trouble call? But Mr. Calling Man, if it didn't come to disturb, you best not be come round here unless you've got me sincere. I never needed any reason for me to say, through all those troubled times, yes, me love you anyway. On in the roughest path, you know the rocky, rocky road. You know that life and love is a heavy, heavy load. But Mr. Calling Man, why don't you come round no more? But Mr. Calling Man, don't you hear me trouble call? But Mr. Calling Man, if it didn't come to disturb, you best not be come round here unless you've got me sincere. You best not be come round here unless you've got me sincere. Okay, that was Calling Man by Slightly Stupid. Yeah, I definitely like that song, and again, encourage you to check out Slightly Stupid if you like that song as well. I think it's time to go on a tangent. I was thinking about breakfast this morning. I don't know if this is the right tangent to go on, but we're gonna go on it anyway and see what happens. but yeah, so we as in me, I've been eating oatmeal for breakfast for the longest time, and I live in a house, so when I went to the dining hall, I think my breakfast looked a lot different, and I got sick from eating the dining hall food one time, and then I had to go to class right after, and I, like, didn't have a water bottle. It was a whole good morning. Not to scare anyone, also, I think I was just not feeling well, because I've eaten the same foods from the dining hall. They're just, like, eggs and, like, vegetables, and nothing bad happens usually. But, yeah, breakfast can look like many different things. And then, okay, so I was thinking about this, and I was like, okay, toast. This is so bad, guys. I don't know why I'm talking about this. But, yeah, like, all the different toasts that you can make. So now I'm, like, very interested in, like, going on a toast rampage. Because, like, yeah, okay, you have avocado toast, and then you have peanut butter and banana toast. I feel like those are the staples of the toast. And you have toast with butter. But what else can you do with, like, what else can you put on toast to make it taste good? I think I did, like, a brie and fig jam toast the other day, which was very good. And I don't know, like, hummus? I think you can do hummus. But yeah, let me know what you guys put on your toast so I can kind of, like, figure out what else to do here for breakfast. Because I feel like breakfast gets boring very quickly. Because you have, like, eggs and, like, I don't know. Like, there's not a lot of options. You have eggs, toast, sausages, hash browns. And I know breakfast does not look the same from, like, country to country. So I'm very interested. I actually, like, don't know anything about breakfast, not in the U.S. We're just going to look at the options, guys. I'm going to come back next week, and I'm going to tell you all about the different toasts I learn about and the different breakfasts. But yeah, that's the rant for right now. It's not a rant. It's a tangent. And yeah, so we're going to continue. This next song is by Machine Girl. Not totally like the other Machine Girl songs I've heard. This one is more, what's it called? Like, ambient noise-esque. Different than the other songs that I've played, but good nonetheless. It's very short, so I don't know. I hope you guys enjoy this song. It's called Peace of Mind. So here we go. Okay, so that was Peace of Mind by Machine Girl, and I hope you guys found that relaxing and not weird, not a weird interlude for, I don't know, the other stuff that I've been playing. Anyway, that type of music got me thinking about nostalgia, and not that that song, like, embodies nostalgia, but I feel like a little bit. And I feel like songs that are kind of more on the, what's it called? They're more instrumental. There are no instrument. Like, what do you call that when a song has no words, but there are no instruments as well? Like, I think that's just ambient noise. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like a lot of songs that are in that vein kind of make people feel nostalgic, and I don't know why. So then I was like, what kind of notes do people use? What kind of, like, key? What kind of chords make people feel nostalgic? Because it's not just the words. Like, it's the actual song. And I know nothing about music theory, again. So I was just curious about that. And once I'm done with my ENP 130 paper, I'll let you guys know. But for now, I'm going to be in a dark place working on that paper. But yeah, I feel like nostalgia is such an interesting thing, and, like, I don't know, it just, I feel like I haven't been feeling it that much. Like, I used to really be a nostalgic person, and I feel like that, like sentimental people can also be nostalgic, and then, oh my god, I'm just going, this is too much, guys. We're gonna talk for, like, one more minute, and then get back to it, but yeah, I don't know. Like, how does the media, like, take advantage of your nostalgic feelings, especially in movies? Because I feel like in movies, there are some, I have no examples right now, but I feel like there are movies that kind of really lean on nostalgia, especially, like, 80s nostalgia, and they kind of make the setting more nostalgic, and then they have, like, a subpar story, but then a lot of people are, like, still drawn to that movie or that show, whatever. So I'm just curious. It's just interesting. But yeah, stuff to talk about. This is what's on the dome, guys, I have to say. But yeah, next up, we have a song called Let My Love Open the Door by Pete Townshend. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is at the end of Bedazzled, when he realizes that, like, everything he wants is right in front of him, and he goes and finds his, like, he gets the girl, I think. I don't know, it's a very positive ending, very cute movie, a very cute song. So here we go, we're gonna give it a listen, and hope you guys enjoy.
Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door.
Okay, so there you have it. That is Let My Love Open the Door. That's off of a release called Empty Glass, technically categorized under rock, and was released in 1980. I feel like rock, like the definition of rock just confuses me so much. Because, I don't know, it doesn't make sense to me. You have like metal, and then you have like rock. Rock is more chill than I think it should be. Like, the word rock just makes me feel like it should be, like, really hardcore. Maybe that's, like, a subheading of rock. It definitely is, but I don't know. That's always bothered me, like, that category. And how, like, all songs that are in it are just totally different. I don't know. Whatever. It's okay. Next up, we have a song that's very different. More like the one that I just played by Machine Girl. This is by Sora, and it's called La Catedral. This is bad, guys. Englautai, I think. And it's very calm. I might just fade it out halfway because it's 4 minutes long, but I do want you guys to be able to enjoy it. And I don't know, I find it really calming, and I hope you guys do too. Yeah, I don't know. Here we go. Hello? Okay, whoever just called, feel free to call again because I think I messed that one up, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll continue with the song. Hello? Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, how are you?
Oh, hey there. Great job on the program, by the way. I just had a quick question for you.
Of course.
You were playing, although it was kind of shortened, Machine Girl. Is there a name to the song?
Yes.
Machine Girl?
Of course. Let me just get that for you. The song.
Sorry about that.
No, you're good. It's called Peace of Mind by Machine Girl.
Oh, Peace of, P-I-E-C-E, Peace of Mind?
Yes, Peace.
Oh, super.
Oh, wait, not Peace, not like a pie piece, like Peace, the opposite
of war. Oh, Peace of, peace, love, and happiness.
Yes, yes.
Ah, Peace of Mind, got it. Not bad at all.
Yeah.
All right, good job. Round of applause.
Thank you so much. Also,
you're doing a nice job today. Appreciate it very much.
Of course. If you have any other questions about what is being played, feel free to go on the WMFO website, and everything is being logged there. But yeah, thank you so much for calling.
Very, very good. All right, keep up the good work.
Thank you. Bye. Bye. So that was Selfless by The Strokes, and the song before that was a song by Sora called La Cathedrale Anglaise. And if you want to actually find that song, feel free to search it up. I am not saying it properly, and I can guarantee you that. But yeah, so that was Selfless. It is the middle of the hour, so you guys know what that means. It's PSA time. Here I picked one out for us. We have, it's called Know Your Cell Phone Rights. So here we go. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anyone holding it, and the Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one's using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you fortified your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. Okay. And that was a public service message from EFF and Your Freedom. Love and friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. But yeah, I didn't know that about your phone. I think in one of my human factors classes yesterday, we were talking about personal space versus shared space, and something similar came up. I think someone who has an RA said that if you live in a suite, which is an area with maybe like I think 5 or 6 rooms attached to it and a common room, and you leave your door open and you're like an RA comes to search your room, then that is not like your room is public space if you leave your door open, so they can go in it and just search your whole room. And then also, like, if your room is open, that's public space. So if someone steals something from your room, then it's fine. That's what the rule is, but I don't think it's actually fine. But I just thought it was an interesting and fuzzy line between personal space and shared space. So keep a password on your phone, I guess. But yeah, next up we have a song called The Meeting Place by XTC. And I know I talked about nostalgia a little bit on air like 20 minutes ago, but I think this song is a really nostalgic song for me. I don't know why. It just makes me feel like I'm a small child running around in the summer. So hopefully it makes you feel that way too, but here we go.
Well,
Okay, that was The Meeting Place by XTX off of Fossil Fuel, which it says it was released in 2009. I didn't know that. I thought it was older than that. I'm going to check on that, actually, because I don't feel like that's right. But maybe it is. Okay, but next up we have a song by Cat Stevens, and this is called Wild World. We have 20 more minutes. I might go on a couple more tangents, and I have a lot of music for you guys as well. So, yeah, here we go.
I've lost everything to you. You say you want to start something new, and it's breaking my heart you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving, but if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear, but then a lot of nice things turn bad out there.
So that was Wild World by Cat Stevens, slash Yusuf, I think. I think he goes by Yusuf as well. And fun fact about him, and before I say this, I want to double check, but I believe that he was very religious, but he couldn't find a religion that, like, suited him. And I think he converted to Islam, and I'll double check that in a second, but I'm 99% sure that's true. But yeah, next up we have a song by Real Estate, and it's called Darling off of the release In Mind. Oh, and before, we get there, I want to correct myself and say that the XTC song, The Meeting Place, is off of the album called Skylarking 1986. I don't know why it said 2009. It might have been remastered, might have been through something else, but yeah, that song is from 1986, so I don't know. Take that and do what you want with it. But yeah, here we have Real Estate by Darling, and have a couple more songs left for you guys, so enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was Darling by Real Estate. That one is newer. That's from 2017. And shout out Melissa. She showed me that song. So, yeah. I don't know. We have 10 minutes left. I think just enough time for two songs and a little bit of chatter. I think, okay. I I want to talk about very, very quickly about how being a competitive person is just like, I feel like it's not a good thing for me and maybe other people. I don't know. But yeah, I feel like being a competitive person and not winning, like being in an environment where maybe you're just not as good as someone else, I feel like that can be really destructive because you're just like, I don't know, you want to win so bad, but then, and then you start thinking about that instead of thinking about how you can get better. And I think I realized this because I was such a competitor, like when it came to anything, like ping pong, cornhole, like I would cry about losing cornhole as a child. I don't do that anymore, but I don't know. I feel like, okay, yes, it's good. It's good to have drive, but I don't know, like being super, super competitive just like gives you more angst than like good outcomes, I feel like. And that's okay, that was just like a random thought that I had that I wanted to share with you guys. And if anyone is listening and wants to share their opinion on that, let me know, because I feel like a lot of the times I'm just getting worked up and I don't have to be because I'm so competitive. This is mainly like in sports and stuff, but yeah, I don't know. Let me know what you think. I'm trying to, like, think of, I don't know. I'm trying to, like, bring random topics into the show, if you couldn't tell already. But I think maybe for next show, and I know I've said this a lot and I've done a couple themes, I'm thinking about doing a theme and then kind of talking about that theme in between songs and, like, kind of curating a list of songs to match that theme to kind of make things more cohesive for you guys. Because I know things can get very jumbled very quickly. So that's kind of my thought for next show. If you enjoyed, and I'm gonna play our two songs and then kind of fade out. So if you enjoyed the show, I'm going to be back not this Thursday, but next Thursday. And I'll let you guys know if I am subbing any shows in the meantime. But thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys have a great day.
Spend hours on Saturday sitting next to my radio listening to KFRC AM out of San Francisco.
Hands to my chest, I promise I won't
with my hand on the record button waiting for my my favorite songs. Come on, Mike.
Lovely then, but I don't think that I can be your man. No, I don't think that I can be your man. I don't think that I can be your man.